I hear you often talk about a particular sequence that things need to happen in order to create a more lasting or complete or total or profound healing experience. I'm wondering if you can tell us a little bit about that and why that's so important.
Well, energy follows our thought, not the other way around. So we've actually been taught a little backwards. And if we go back to something that's been in the 20th century is Einstein. And he taught energy equals mass. True. And it's mass follows energy, right? So the fascinating thing is we're starting to understand that more. But if you were to just take something simple as to performance.
Okay.
And say, I want to heal my performance. And let's just say something as simple and rudimentary maybe as that. I want to heal my performance. It means you want to get better.
Yeah.
Then it would be, where is it in your physiology that has the least amount of energy? And it could be here, it depends, each person is different. So the objective with energy mastery and the recipe and following it and the sequence is to get the energy to have a much better template, have a much better whole of a container, as opposed to a container where the energy is messed up and goes like this and it's everywhere. And that actually prevents peak performance and prevents healing. And it makes the body do a more, makes the body have more challenges to achieve a state of natural health.
So one of the most popular topics and things that I see a lot is stress and anxiety. It's just rampant.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem to be getting any better. We have all these technological advances and it just seems to be continuing this, ramping up. And I'm wondering if you can speak a little bit about the energetic components behind that and why it's important to have solutions for that.
Yeah. Let's just take Wi-Fi, for example.
Okay.
It gives us the opportunity to connect with anyone, anywhere in the world. And if we say, okay, imagine this. Imagine all of those invisible signals crisscrossing around, and we're walking through them, right? And we're actually bumping around into these crisscross signals. And it's disrupting our normal harmony. Eventually, we will be depleted. And as we get depleted, the first thing that happens is our mind gets to be negative Neds, negative Nellies. So as we get tired, as we don't have enough water, as we don't have enough food, then the first thing that starts to occur is we start down the Poopyville track. And once you start down that track, it just continues to snowball because you're around people who've been trained into that. And we've actually been trained out of being peaceful, harmonious, nature, little loving children by the time we're about 5. And so what occurs is we breathe shallow, or, we hold ourselves super tight, or we don't move around. We're not in touch with our actual physical body. We have a lot of emotional things that have come up. And so they all interplay. So we're going to have more and more stress. And then we have the template of, we'll say, the industrial age, when it was do more, produce more, make more happen. And if you don't work hard, then you're not going to have a job. So we're living with that template. However, if you look at the course of time in history, that has been actually a thematic thing that has been talked about over the course of all of history, about how much more stress and anxiety there is. It's really fascinating. So it's a habit that we've become ingrained with since we got away from nature.
And so as I'm understanding this, it's not as much about getting rid of all those things. This is the nature of the world that we live in. So it's time, and what's really needed is a more refined tool set in order to deal with the higher levels of energy, the more chaotic and energy that we see in our world today. Is that accurate?
You're right on track. The more we have energy things bouncing around us, the more we actually need to learn about this container energy thing that is impacting our bodies. And it becomes more and more of a necessity as we add other layers to it. And as we have recipes to allow us to do our jobs, run our businesses, live our lives with our families that are simple, that are not complicated, that we have to like store in our brains, that are really second nature to us, we actually become more able to function at a higher level no matter what's going on around us.
And one of the things I think is ironic is that with all of these technological advances, as well as medically speaking, there seems to be more and more health challenges and health crises that people are experiencing. Do you see that as a direct result of the energy that is just in our world today? Or does it have to do more with a person's ability to manage that?
Well, it's big topic. However, as we add more things, we actually have to adapt more. And this is just our next evolution of adaptation. As we have the ability to adapt to what's happening around us and respond, stay healthy, stay more alert and vibrant, and really become aware of these things, we actually help technology too. Mm-hmm. We actually help the space that we live in become, more importantly, the way we want, as opposed to the way energy is going to be infused by others. Mm-hmm. So we actually get to be the true creator.
It does seem to be a bit of an overwhelming force, I think, at times, of all the different energies that are playing in our lives, and to have them just by default create an experience. So what you're saying is that we can have actually much greater sense of control over that and empowerment to create as we wish.
Mm-hmm. So we actually become more of who we're here to be, and we have the ability to solve the solution. We actually have the ability to solve the problem before it becomes a giant problem. Mm. So that's true wellness.
Well, that's an interesting point, in that by the time it is kind of manifested into an actual problem that we can see and feel and touch, that it's more difficult to untangle. Mm-hmm. So this is the way to go directly to the source before it becomes that level of a problem. Mm-hmm.
It's preemptive measures. So it gives you the ability to be more resilient. And as you're able to be more resilient, you have a longer life, you have a healthier lifespan, you have the ability to achieve more with less effort. I'm going to say one more thing. I think that's really important. Since I've been doing this work, since that incident when I was in the emergency room, my body has only been sick twice, and it's because it needed Novocaine for a tooth problem, and there was something else where I fell and broke my ankle. So I would say it kind of works.
So does that mean that we just throw everything out? We just stop doing everything that, you know, we've been trained to do or taught to do or that they've told us to do, or what?
Yeah, that would be the ideal, wouldn't it? No, we can't. Because first of all, we reject it. And second of all, there's so much to clean up from what we've done. The way it really is going to benefit somebody is to learn the recipe, use the recipe, take the recipe, apply the recipe, ABC, again and again and again. And start simple and apply it to your own life, apply it to your own health. The only reason I learned this was to stay healthy the rest of my life. That was my number one reason. I was committed to never being in the emergency room again, never being under a misdiagnosis again. I wanted to do nothing other than for myself. That was it. And I'm an experimenter, so I experimented on others. And when I saw somebody in pain, I was like, hey, I learned this thing. And it just grew and grew and grew. But I think there's a way. I mean, I was growing a pharmaceutical company at the time, so I think there's a way to integrate both. And energy is the ultimate solution, but I really think we can play well together.
So it's not really about just discarding everything that's been there. It's about building a bridge.
Until those are gone. Because it'd be ideal if you didn't have to take them anymore. I mean, that's the wish of the wishes. But if you've, like you were asking, is if it's already manifested in the physical body, it takes a little while to unwind. Mm-hmm. And we're looking for the magical solution. It is. It truly is. So long as you apply the principles.
Well, I think it's amazing that energy healing and these sorts of conversations are becoming so prevalent in our world today. One of the things that I've seen in talking to, you know, hundreds of people is that as practitioners, it seems to take a toll on the practitioner. And I know that you've been known to see a ridiculous number of clients, and I'm wondering if you can talk about why you're able to do that. Mm-hmm. and you know, what's really at play there.
Yeah, I observed when I first started that a lot of folks would get, they looked gray. And maybe they didn't look great to everybody else, but they weren't as healthy. And I thought, nah, there's something wrong with that syndrome. So I realized that they didn't have that repeatable formula that they were using on themselves. And so if you can't take care of the practitioner, if the practitioner can't take care of himself, then how are they going to be expected to work on somebody else? Because effectively, at the end of the day, it really is the energy. If you're using the energy right, the energy will supply all of the need. And it's more, you have more health, more vitality, more energy, more fun. You have the ability to get things done much more effortlessly. And so I just follow the energy. And sure, yeah, I've been known to see 60 clients in a week.
Another one of the trends that I've noticed is in healing technologies and healing processes, they tend to become more and more complex. Mm-hmm. And I think it was Einstein that said that things should be made as simple as they can, but no simpler than that. And I'm wondering if you can speak to why simplicity is so important. And is there a time and a place to add levels of complexity?
Yeah, so I learned a lot of different pieces, and I integrated a lot of different pieces when I was working with folks. I have stacks of files of notes that I took of the stuff that I was doing, and it's effective actually from basics. And you stay with the basics, what occurs is the ability to create those miracles that much more effortlessly. Self-miracles and miracles for others. So it's staying with the basics and really mastering the basics. And the more complex you make it, the more room for error there is, the longer it could take, even though it's meant to take a shorter amount of time, and the more things you just need to carry around with you. So it's, if you can get the basics, there's amazing amount of ability to shift somebody, yourself, others, with the basics that we share over, you know, 2 and 4 days.
And is that really the underlying principle that you came to develop the 2-day Energy Mastery Foundations, is to lay that foundation?
Yeah, it's like take out all of the extra fluff, because there's a lot of things out there and they're cool and they're fun to learn. Yay. But at the end of the day, if somebody isn't going to use them, it really is completely irrelevant to have them. So if you can do 10 things that are going to get you a massive result, it's way better than 30 things that are going to get you the same result.
Now, as you know, I spent 10 years as a personnel manager, working with a lot of unique, sometimes eccentric personalities. And what I'd like to ask you about it is how mastering your energy, or having mastery of your energy, plays a role in improving relationships, because it seems like a subtle layer, but I know it's an important one.
Yeah, so think of 2 windshields, and one has come through 30 years of life, and the other one has come from 35 years of life, and those windshields really never got very cleaned off. And all of those windshields have thoughts, attitudes, programs, patterns, beliefs, etc. And yet, somehow, an opening in all of that for those two windshields, like they had a great clean, you know, space and they fell in love. Okay, great. And then life starts to happen because you got to go about living life. And what starts to occur is those windshields get more meshed and messed up and completely blended. And it becomes unclear as to whose energy is whose. And so it's really about learning how to sort out your own energetics so that you can take responsibility and be more of who you are and be more loving and kind and receptive, and your partner can do the same. And so when that starts to occur, just for one, doesn't have to be for both, which is cool. When that starts to occur for just one, using these tools, what starts to occur is that healing of the relationship. So those weird, wonky things from the windshields that got brought together when somebody came together, whether it's a job or love or whatever that is they get cleaned up. And the cool part is solutions just seem to appear.
I hear you talk about business and spirituality often together, not creating separate conversations around them. And one of the things that I've seen a lot of is people who are very spiritual in so many ways, but they struggle financially. And I'm wondering if you can speak a little more to how those two work and play together in order to create greater success, but also higher levels of spirituality.
So we come from a world of either or. We can have money, we can't have spirituality. We can have spirituality, we can't have both. And we have a giant misunderstanding here. And if we look at all of the greatest teachers that have come, Hafiz, Jesus, Muhammad, all of the greatest teachers, any religion, they have both. They have both, and we've forgotten it. Somehow we get into the dogma and those two become polarized and separate. And the cool part about having your own business or being inside of a business where you can do and be more of yourself is you have to become more spiritual, and your spirituality helps your success. So they go hand in hand. As you get more spiritual, you can be more successful, and vice versa, not separate from each other. Because if you really look at the people who have made them separate, people who are greedy, you know, they're just all about money, they've gotten away from their spirituality. And then people who are in their spiritual side, just completely spiritual, they're just like, oh, money's fine, it's all good, I'm just, it's gonna happen. Yet, you know, they're sleeping on people's sofas. Mm-hmm. And they don't really have what they want, and they're just making do and getting by. When you bring these two together and do it in a way that nature intends us to have exactly a massive amount of energy and abundance just happens to translate into the form of money.
Now, I know that you teach about this through some of your other seminars, and that I'm wondering if you can tell me how energy mastery directly impacts the business and the spirituality.
Clean up your energy and your money will show up better. As simple as that. As soon as your energetics get cleaned up, and as soon as the next piece of the mind and the energetics get cleaned up, money starts showing up. So people come to me, have been coming to me for all of these years because they're like, I don't know what you're doing, but I have more money, I have more time, I have more freedom, I have more energy, and I have a better relationship. And there's nobody else out there that's doing that whole pot of stuff. And so I'm going to just keep coming to you. And so the tools that we provide in Energy Mastery are the foundations of how that really can happen in your own life. But essentially, it's clean up your energetics and do it well, knowingly, and become more masterful at it. And the reward, it's a reward, is you have more abundance.
Well, one of the things I know about you is that you like to think big. And every time for me, I've come up with a vision, you're like, that's nice, but then there's this.
Yeah.
And so I'm wondering what your vision is for Energy Mastery. What would you like to see this become?
Well, if you really think about where I started, I started with a woman who was alive and well and healthy because of the stuff I knew. And my first thought then was, every person on the planet needs this. Is that real? I don't know. However, I'd say more and more people, millions of people, do need to know how energy works, because we are going to be impacted with more energetics. It just is a fact of where we're going. And as we become more bombarded with that stuff, and nature becomes a little further away, and we're involved in different technologies and AI and all the other things that are coming, we absolutely need to take reign of this side of ourselves. And I would say, yes, let's have millions. If you can learn how to solve your own health challenge, and you're in the middle of a crisis, and you don't have anybody to rely upon, wow, that's the true ultimate empowerment for me.
And what would your wish be for anybody who comes through one of the Energy Mastery trainings? We've got multiple levels of this and ways in, but what do you really want for each student? Like, what is your wish for them?
To feel like they have a solution, that they can use this and this knowledge that is really stored in their DNA that we're bringing out, and they can use it in any circumstance, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, relationally, financially. If they have children, to use it for their children. If they have an elderly person in their life, to use it and help somebody there, or just for themselves, just to get out of the stress and the drama of day in and day out challenges. I think it's important for us to be able to be more independent of, so we can be interdependent and a better community society. And as we learn to be better as an individual in our community, we actually strengthen the community. And I would love to see stronger communities that are more supportive and relate better to each other.
So this is maybe a little bit for me, but I think also a little bit as a testimonial. And you've known me for years now. It seems like lifetimes. And you're one of the very first people I met out in California. I didn't know anybody when I moved out here. And it was my partner, Donna, who had found, you know, you two had somehow found one another. And it's been an amazing journey through these years. And honestly speaking, I never would have thought that this would be something that we'd be doing together. And I count you as certainly one of the most influential people in my life in so many ways. And I know for myself what that's meant to me. But I think as far as the actual results, it's helpful to have an objective perspective. Like, I can speak to it myself, but I don't think I always see everything there is to see. So I'm wondering if you can share with me some of the transformation that you've seen since we first met.
Well, I'd say you were a timid guy who had some pretty cool things going on, and who has probably more of your own drive than you knew you had, and the ability to perform at the level that you thought you were performing in trumpet playing. I can see you, you know, becoming more and more masterful at that, and taking, you know, that's why I chose you, taking the reins of this and saying, there's more. I'd like to shepherd this through to the next phase and stage. And I just see you blending your creative side, you know, with your woo side, with the money side. And that's the most elegant solution I can see anybody. As a testament to the work, showing up and doing, and having your own clients, and being the shepherd for the teachers that are coming in behind it, and allowing me to do what I hear, allowing me to do what I'm here to do, and how I'm, you know, being guided to, you know, take this work out there. So, thank you.
Well, thank you. Really and truly, such a heartfelt thank you. As I said, I don't know that this is something that I would have ever imagined or ever thought possible. But what I can tell you is that when we first had this conversation about energy mastery and the role that I might play in it, something landed with me at a heart and a soul level that was like, finally, this is what I'm here to do. Mm-hmm. And it's just so exciting to me, and I'm so honored to be a part of it. And really and truly, just from the bottom of my heart, I want to say thank you for all the gifts that you've shared with me into my life, and thank you for being open to creating this aspect of energy mastery so that we can get it out to more and more people. Thank you very much.